Welcome to another episode of the Pop Culture Abstract Podcast. This is Jay, and this week I didn't have anything prepared. I had a few things that fell through, a few things I'm still working on. So I talked to my daughter for about 5 minutes about Spider-Man Homecoming and some of the things she wants to see in upcoming Marvel movies. Around the four-minute mark, the audio cut out for some reason. We were talking that she wants to see Shadowcat, Kitty Pryde from the X-Men comics in the Marvel Universe. And it kind of got cut out, and then we started, you could hear us talking about it, but we don't actually name her. So, enjoy. Oh, it's recording. All right. What do you want to talk about?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
All right. We can talk about Spider-Man Homecoming. What parts did you like of the movie?
I like when Spider-Man got his new suit.
From Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the, like, when they had the Civil War stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. Did you like seeing the different version of the battle from Spider-Man's point of view after seeing what we saw in the movie?
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
Because he also was recording the whole thing on his phone, so we were just, like, looking up the whole time.
Yeah. You see him flying over his phone.
Yeah.
What else did you like?
I like when he was telling the video about stealing Captain America's shield.
Yeah. What did you think of Ned, his friend?
He was really funny.
He was funny.
Like when he came into the room with his suit on and then he took off his mask and then Ned dropped the Lego Star Destroyer.
Death Star. Yeah, that was pretty funny. And then later on when Ned used the web shooter.
Mm-hmm.
When he was fighting Shocker.
And then he was the man in the chair.
Yeah. He said he always wanted to be the man in the chair.
Especially for a superhero.
So what did you think about finding out who the Vulture was?
It was really crazy.
I remember I knew it was coming, so I looked at you and your jaw dropped. You were so surprised.
Except for when we watched it again with Madeline and Will and Mommy.
Yeah. But you already knew at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see him open the door, what were you thinking?
I was like, he went to the wrong house.
But then he didn't. And then he slowly put together that Peter was Spider-Man.
Uh-huh, because he was all worried. And he wouldn't be if he didn't know that guy was a Vulture. Because if he didn't know that he was a Vulture, he would just be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. So then, what did you think when Liz's dad, the Vulture, figured it out and said something to Peter?
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah?
Because I didn't think that he would figure it out that quick.
Yeah. It was easy to put together, though, when you know Peter was in D.C. and he wasn't with the rest of the group and Spider-Man just showed up. Seems kind of obvious then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when he went into the dance, did you think he was going to go stop Liz's dad or stay at the dance?
I thought he was going to stay at the dance.
Oh, he surprised you.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that Spider-Man's such a good hero that he wouldn't let a bad guy do something.
Yeah.
So, one of the things we heard about after the fact was the cut scene where they talked about Miles. How badly did you want to see Miles Morales in the movie?
Really bad.
Did you like at least knowing that he's out there?
Yeah.
So maybe in a couple years they'll do a Miles movie?
Yeah, and it was pretty crazy that he was a nephew of one of the bad guys.
Yeah, the Prowler. But the Prowler in the comic book is sometimes a good guy, sometimes a bad guy. Just depends.
Kind of like Deadpool?
Kind of. So, all right, so you want to see Miles in the future. What other Marvel superheroes do you want to see on the screen?
Captain Marvel.
We'll actually see her.
We saw Scarlet Witch and Pietro in the Marvel movie.
That's true. Maybe they can find a way to get her in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
The new Star-Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Although the old Star-Lord's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
So then, we got Thor coming out. How badly do you want to see Thor?
Really bad.
What looks like it's going to be the best part?
When he's fighting Hulk, and then he screams that they're best friends.
I know him. We work together. I'm curious to see what other Planet Hulk characters they have. Because, you know, you remember Korg?
Yeah.
He's the yellow guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's in the movie.
He is?
Yeah.
Cool. Are the red guys in the movie?
I don't think so. I don't remember their names now. It's going to be a little different than the comic, though. It's like they're using Valkyrie, who's a Thor character. And
I don't remember him.
Well, you haven't seen anything with Valkyrie. It's a girl.
Oh.
And then Loki. Loki's going to be part of it.
Of course I know him, because he's in all of the Thor movies.
Yeah. Does Thor need a new bad guy? Are you tired of seeing Loki?
Yeah, especially since they're like best friends.
They're not
best friends. Not best friends, brother and sister. I mean, brothers, they're just brothers.
They're brothers, yeah. So, what about Black Panther? We've watched that preview a few times.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be better than Thor?
No.
Do you know much about Black Panther other than what you've seen in Civil War?
No.
No? Okay. It looks like it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just use this little talk we just had and put it into something down the line, okay?
Okay.
It's your bedtime.
Okay.
We got to turn your mic off now.
Okay.
All right. All right. Kaylee will be back to do more of these podcasts with me over time. She had a lot of fun doing it, if you could tell by her little giggling. Tuesday, I'll be back with Toner from Nerdcast. We went through and ranked the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Neither one of us had seen Thor at the time. Please go to popcultureabstract.com to check out my writing, the social media links, and links to Google Play and iTunes so you can subscribe to the show and rate and review us. A few other links to check out, ijov.net, the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network. You'll find other great podcasts there. Also check out Podcastland. They do a monthly voting for Podcast of the Month, and you can search for Pop Culture Abstract there and vote for it. You get 5 votes a month. The intro music was Social Damage by the band The Euclids.